This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Police in Denver have arrested or cited 284 people over the last 4 days connected to the ongoing protests downtown. They face curfew violations, burglary, arson, assault, and other charges. Most have been released already. Protest organizers say Denver police used tear gas and other chemicals on peaceful protesters, but Mayor Michael Hancock says police engage with protesters only when appropriate.
We have confiscated AK-47s, we've confiscated handguns, machetes, axes, heavy chains, you know, flashbang bottles, Molotov cocktails. And so I want people to understand there is a very dangerous element embedded in these demonstrations.
Denver's curfew tonight through Thursday night is from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Another protest march is planned for tonight. Lawmakers return to the state capitol today after 4 days of protests over the death of George Floyd and held a moment of silence. Democratic Senator Rhonda Fields asked her colleagues for leadership, not thoughts and prayers. She says it's hard being black in America.
The injustice continues. Time and time again. And I'm not seeing any change. The only change I'm seeing is someone has a cell phone and they record the action.
Tonight across the metropolitan area, there is a chance of showers. Lows expected to be around 60. This is CPR.